Jesse Allen here, and today we are catching up with Kurt Harmon. He is the Senior Vice President of the Grain Division for Columbia Grain International. Kurt, how are you today?
Doing great, Jesse. Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, I appreciate you joining us here today, Kurt. We got a lot of things to talk about, and really kind of focusing on this commodity market and just where everything is going, the prices, the Chinese demand. There's so many factors that are in this market right now, and I'd love just to start and grab your thoughts just kind of on the general state of this commodity super cycle. Let's put it that way, because I know that, you know, right now, since the beginning of the year, even at the end of 2020, we've really just seen just a lot happening and a lot of upward momentum in these commodity markets. I'd love just your thoughts and some of CGI's thoughts on where things stand with this commodity super cycle right now.
Sure. Yeah, you do have kind of a perfect storm of events going on. You know, over the last 12 to 24 months, of course, the pandemic brought markets kind of to a halt where everybody was fretting over what might happen. But what we've seen is the post-COVID recovery on a global basis, which is being led by the U.S. and by China, is coinciding with the Chinese recovery from ASF and rebuilding of their hog herds. And at the same time, behind all of that, you have government stimulus on a global basis, just pumping cash and lower interest rates into the market. So you kind of have this intentional reflation going on by the government at the same time that you have supply chain disruptions across the map, from everything from energy to metals, container shipments, right into agriculture. And so that ties in with what is really a demand-driven rally from China. To increase their hog herd. They're buying corn at a pace that you know, we haven't seen for nearly a decade. And they're already ahead of last year's pace going into next year. So year on year, you're building those two things. And you have all of the commodities kind of in an inflationary mode. So the rising tide floats all boats, and ag's a big part of that.
Well, and of course, you mentioned China there, and, you know, talking a little bit deeper into Chinese demand, and obviously we have a limited supply. I mean, we're looking at soybeans carry out. I mean, things are tight there. Corn is getting tighter. We're hearing issues in South America and Brazil. And I mean, just looking at that Chinese demand, and it's really been interesting to see just how insatiable that demand is for commodities from the Chinese. And I know that you and the team there at CGI have been watching this closely as well.
Yeah, you know, at Columbia Grain, a big part of our origination across the northern tier goes for export. So, I know for our soybean, you know, market, 95% of our soybeans are exported off the West Coast, and that is China. For our corn now, increasingly, and when they come back into the market, a large portion of that is going for export to China. And there, you know, we forgot, I think, a little bit through COVID and through their ASF and the trade war period, how insatiable that appetite was. It certainly took a break with ASF, and through the trade wars, they did a really good job of sourcing from other suppliers. And so we kind of got, I think, a little bit lulled into a sense of, well, maybe they're not really that big a demand player as they always were. They continue to grow, you know, and their middle class continues to develop, continues to have a taste for animal proteins, and that in their diet means pork. So they're back in a big way. They're back on their long-term growth curve in terms of consumption. You know, we're just really happy that through our export partners and our origination in the interior that we get to be a part of that.
Well, and I'd love your thoughts as well, just as to what you and Columbia Grain International is kind of seeing here as we move into the rest of the year, 2021, into 2022, all the volatility that's out there. What is kind of your company's prediction on where commodity prices are going to go here? It just seems like we continue to, you know, feed the bull, so to speak, and stop the term out there. What are your thoughts on where prices are going to continue to go here through the rest of this year and into next year?
Sure. We always joke that, you know, the three most important parts of our business are price, 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 certainly to our growers, but also our overseas customers. You know, at Columbia Grain, we do see a pretty well-supported market going forward. Certainly a lot of volatility in place. We have a strong demand component behind it, kind of across the market, starting in oil seeds, from the veg oil markets, the biodiesel markets, along with Chinese demand. But then we see a good demand base for corn. Maybe an unknown is still a little bit of the supply side. We have competing forces with some really dry weather in the northern tier and parts of the northern Corn Belt, but with a belief in the market that maybe we're going to see higher acres printed ultimately than were initial in the prospective planting. So you see this tug of war and this volatility within the market. Wheat is largely along for the ride because it's trying to price itself away from feeding too much, although it's high in an international sense. And then you have Minneapolis spring wheat that is its own animal just purely because of the drought we're seeing in Montana, North Dakota, and the Canadian prairies. But overall, yeah, I think we see prices well supported, just a lot of volatility. So there'll be some gut-wrenching swings.
Definitely. Well, and talk about as well CGI's role in helping producers find a home for their crops. I know that obviously you mentioned this, large footprint in the northern belt, the northwestern U.S. Talk about some of the things that CGI is doing to help farmers, find a home for those crops and find some good profits with these prices right now.
Sure. At Columbia Grain, we're about cultivating growth. And one way we do that is to cultivate markets for our growers. It means we have to have our sales program in line with their needs. And we really rely on our location managers to be in touch with them, to understand their marketing needs, their timing, what's going to work for executing, and make sure that we have space in front of them and that we're competitive in the market and trying to lead the market to ensure their better returns.
Well, any other thoughts you have for us just on where commodity prices are at or anything else you'd like to add about Columbia Grain here today, Kurt?
I think it's a really exciting time in agriculture. I've been with Columbia 28 years. This is one of the top 3 or 4 years of volatility and price rallies. It's a great time for our producers, keeping our fingers crossed for rain across the northern tier. We have all the setups for a great year for production agriculture, if Mother Nature will cooperate with us.
Well, I know folks can learn more about Columbia Grain, all the great things that you and the team there are doing. ColumbiaGrain.com, that's their home on the web. You can find them there. Kurt Harmon with Columbia Grain, I appreciate the time today joining us here at Market Talk. Thanks so much, and hopefully talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.